All right, it's Master Chef David Lee serving a little booty pizza with a cowgirl topping this morning. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia. That wasn't that funny.
Yeah, it was.
Dallas, Texas, we're thinking of you. Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and Yakima. All right, not Yakima, but soon. Today, the pits, tomorrow, the wrinkles. 866-313-3733. Ladies, call in on this one. I think I have a vague idea of how guys will picture this. Guys will accept older girls, right? And guys will accept younger girls. And will accept girls in the middle. I don't know. What kind of verbs would you associate, at least with a bunch of dudes in this room? With could, would, did, and will. So, you know, I don't think that age is really a basis on it. Although, frequently, when I go on a first date or something like that, I ask myself this question. Would I still be here if I was blind?
What's usually the answer?
Well, that would be my answer. I would have no social life if I answered that correctly. Roth Radio, Mike wants to talk. Mike, you're in the spotlight. What's on your mind?
Go ahead, Mike. Did we lose him?
Go to the next one here. Christopher, are you on? Give me number 8 here, homie. Yo, Roth Radio, you're on.
Hey, man, it's a good thing to hear you on the radio, man. I'm glad that they got you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I was 20 years old. I was working for a dry cleaner, and I was on a route, and this woman was probably about 55, Italian, gorgeous, and she had asked me to go downstairs to help clean out all this stuff that they had stored.
That's how it always starts.
This was in Forum magazine,
and, anyway. Yeah, so I go down, she put the sign on the door, back in 15 minutes, and I was kind of like, whoa, what's up with this? You know, I was feeling the vibe in there, so, you know, we went downstairs, and she bent over in front of me, and, you know, next thing you know, she just, like, turned around and dropped trowels, you know, and that was my first, like, older woman experience, I gotta say, and
was it a good one?
Yep.
Man, a great night for all concerned.
Probably, yeah, and it was on the clock too. I couldn't be more thankful for it.
Now, let me ask you this. Was that your first time? Were you a virgin at that point in time?
No, man, I wasn't a virgin.
Okay, when you were a virgin, was it with a girl that was with your age? At what age did you first sleep with a girl?
I was 17, man.
And was she 17?
No, she was 23. I was about as old as I was. But you know what? It was a bad experience, man. I was on LSD, so.
Are you even sure it was a girl? Are you sure it wasn't even a fire hydrant or a Labrador Retriever?
A veal calf.
Because I've gone to bed with a girl and woken up next to the human turnip. Yeah, that was without LSD.
I think the thing I learned is that right now, I have the spectrum of 18 to 55, and I'm 34 right now. So
I completely get that.
You know what I mean? And I appreciate the sexiness of older women right now, and I know which ones are the cougars and which ones are the vultures. And
I like the vultures. Pick me to pieces. Take me to the mountaintop and tear me up.
And I'm living in Westport right now, Westport, Connecticut, and there are some rich, widows and divorcees here, man. Let me tell you.
And what's your first name?
Christopher.
Christopher, what bar will you be hanging out in Friday night? Maybe some of these usual suspects will show up for you. Hey, Christopher, thank you for calling. First time I was with a girl, I was 14 years old, and I believe she was 18, and it was on a family vacation to the club.
Oh, family friend?
No, it was a Club Med in Tahiti, of all places. Yeah, my father had just started making money. You know, when I was born, he was just starting college on the GI Bill. That was, you know, something like $200 a month then or whatever. And there was no money in my family until we moved to California and he established his practice. And, till I was a teenager, okay? And when I was 14, we went on the first real family vacation. You know, Club Med was just becoming popular. It was very colorful and everything. And we went to Moorea Island. And on the full moon, on the beach, with one of the little Tahitian girls who was a dishwasher in the kitchen behind the Club Med. Her name was Elaine, and she didn't speak English at all. She spoke Tahitian and French, okay?
Oh,
yeah, and it was, you were allowed to drink red wine at dinner and stuff. This is totally new for the Roth kids. Come on, you know, we drank wine at a bar mitzvah, maybe, if you were lucky. You drank wine, you know, at...
purple wine.
No, you know, Mogan David or something, but the idea of, you know, women walking around topless in bikini bottoms, condoms and red wine with lunch. I never got over it, clearly. but it was on the beach, and it was at night, and I'd had too much red wine, and I was almost 15 years old, and everything happened way too quick. Okay, you know, because she started doing that, the tamare, it's called, where you kind of shivel your hips around like this. I'm doing it now. What do you think, Robin?
It's very sexy.
Sasha, what do you think, baby?
You need your grass skirt, though.
You like that? Okay, I can do it the other way, too. Watch.
Counterclockwise if you live below the equator. And that's what the tamare is for, because when you see Tahitian dancing, it's not like the hula. Hula does a lot of hand signs, right, that depicts stories of birds and clouds and mist and like this. No, the Tahitians are from downtown. They cut right to the crash. Turn up the music. I'll show you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Sasha's got the best view. Look at that.
Look at that, baby. See how that goes around? Now watch. Counterclockwise, you little tramp. Yeah, baby. Now watch. I'm going to go one way, then the other, then the other, then the other. Oh, yeah.
And everything just kind of went ballistic way too soon. And, you know, like when we killed the school teacher in the space shuttle. Boom. Like this. Nobody expected it. It was a bad day at the office next afternoon. My experience was much like that.
Did you see her again?
Curiously, hold on one sec. Curiously enough, yeah, I saw her the next afternoon, you know, whatever. And we never carried on again. We never went to the beach again, okay? But almost 19 years later, I went back to that island to go camping, okay? And a buddy of mine who lives there, a fella who owns a part of a hotel and a sailboat, whatever, we were sitting around a Coleman Lantern and, you know, doing what you do at night, getting, you know, having a few drinks and telling stories, and I told the story. And he says to me, Dave, this is a small island. These people never go very far. Come on. Even if you speak Tahitian as your first language, how far are you going? Not. Like this. And I described her and so forth. And he said, I'm going to look around. Because he spoke Tahitian. He'd lived there long enough, many years. I came walking back. I was staying in a treehouse. My buddy Johnny is full-blooded Tahitian, had built a treehouse without using any nails, without using any metal, in the old-fashioned style that his father had shown him. And that's where I stay when I go off to the South Pacific, okay? It's literally, you got to walk up these little kind of a ladder that goes up what's called Aito, means great tree. And it's as big as a redwood around the base, and you walk up about, I don't know, 30 feet, maybe three times as high as a basketball hoop. And it's thatched roof on top, okay? And there's a mattress in there, and the walls are open so that when it rains, you can put your hand out and you can feel the rain. And it's right on the beach there, right on the Tahitian side, completely away from all of the tourists and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I came home with my Coleman Lantern because I would fish up for dinner. There's like no restaurants there or whatever. You got to fish for your dinner. You got to pick the coconuts, you know, and the mangoes and so forth. And I came back with my Coleman Lantern, came walking up into the treehouse, and Elaine was sitting there just as beautiful as she had ever been 19 years later, man. Salt water. Kiss me. You taste like salt water, baby. Mm. Well, there's my love life. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia. Give us a call. What do you got on there? Get out the way. Let me see what you got here. Number 12. He's got something on his mind. Go for it, 12.
Hey, Dave. Great to hear you on the radio these days.
Thanks, my friend. What's your name?
My name's John from West Palm Beach.
Okay, John, talk to me. What's on your mind today?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, the one thing that everybody always says is when they get older, they're like, oh, I wish I could go back to college. I wish I could go back to high school, how I could pick up all the girls and everything. Well, I think that the best enlightening experience for a young man is to be with a middle-aged or older woman.
Guaranteed.
When I was 17, a junior in high school, beautiful, gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous, and just drop-dead legged woman moved in next door and happened to do a little bit of yard work for her, and things kind of went from there, and next thing you know, my mom would go to work her shift work, and I would run from my house to her house in my shorts. And I got to tell you, it was the most enlightening experience
of
my life.
Let me hear that last sentence again. The hyenas are going off on that.
Absolutely.
Last sentence.
I got to tell you, it was just absolutely the greatest thing. It gave you an insight to women that just stays with you.
You sound like you're smiling as you tell this. You know, you can tell when people are smiling. Your mouth makes a different shape, really. And you're smiling as you tell this, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's one of the greatest fondest memories of my life.
And I've got to say that that's, you know, for some reason, people are a little hesitant to talk about it. You know, whatever, the religious right or the conservative or the Republican or whatever says it. But they're all doing it, too. And what about young girls with older guys? And one of my favorite subjects, Sasha. We're going to talk to you
about
that.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Sasha.
Let's talk to Sasha. Come here, Sasha. Come over here, baby. Sasha, how old are you? 21?
Yes, I'm 21.
Okay. Have you ever dated an older guy?
I'm dating an older guy now.
How old is he?
He's 33.
He's 33?
Yeah. I dated a 36-year-old, too, before.
And was the 36-year-old a good experience? Because you're 21.
The 33-year-old's a better experience. 36-year-old was all right. He was okay. He was a good experience.
And what do they do for you, Sugar, that a guy your age might not do?
Well, I mean, he's a bit more mature than a 21-year-old would be. I could have a conversation with him that I couldn't have with a 21-year-old guy.
About what kind of subject?
I don't know. Anything. I mean, he could carry a conversation. 21-year-olds, guys age 10 years before women. Women are 10 years ahead, guys.
You mean women are 10 years advanced beyond guys?
Yes, I really believe that.
I believe that, too. And so you're saying that I have a chance at this.
You have a very good chance at this.
Turn up the music. I got to talk to Sasha. Go ahead and talk.
Dave is now talking to Sasha.
We're calling it talking now.
Yeah.
Because this is radio.
No, you know what? I come from the generation when really, really ugly guys got the best women as long as you were brilliant. Jean-Paul Sartre, there was a big article about him, and I think it was New York Times or something like this recently. One of the ugliest guys you've ever saw. He was 5 feet tall, had bad teeth, one stray eye. He's the French philosopher, that one eye goes, the existentialist. Who can even spell that? Mm. And he had one eye that walled off into the other, and he smelled bad, and he chain smoked, and he always had the hottest babes. Pablo Picasso. I read a book by Norman Mailer on his youth or whatever. Another ugly little bridge who was brilliant. And the brilliance in European society, and I come from that background, all four of my grandparents are Russian, barely spoke English, kind of Russian. And that whole age grouping and that whole idea really worked. You know, when you see stuff like Austin Powers, that's based on that tradition. That's the old Austin Powers with his terrible teeth and his terrible haircut and his terrible clothes, but he was brilliant. That's the pivot, right? No matter how funny Austin is, he's brilliant. He solves the crime. He saves the day. And inevitably, he gets the actress, right? So give us a call if you got a theory on this here. Tim, he's got an idea. Number 14. Number 14, you're up. Roth Radio, go.
Hey, how you doing, David? I tell you, it's all about money. Cash flow is what it's about, man.
In what direction? With men or with younger men? I mean, older women or older women, younger men?
You brought up the whole thing with Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore. He's a good-looking guy, but you know what? He's got money, and that's how you're going to get a 35-year-old woman.
Wait a second. I disagree with you here. He's not trying. You think he's trying to get her money?
No. You missed my point. When you're in high school and you're in college, you got... When you're a freshman, you're looking for the older girl. And then when you're the senior, you're looking for the younger girl. Then you get out of that old phase, and then you got to deal with, all right, I got to take a 35-year-old girl. You ain't going to do it with $20 and pimples on your face, so you obviously have to go with a little bit of cash flow. And Sasha, she's hanging out with a 33-year-old because he's got money. Give me a break.
You're saying that Sasha wouldn't have dated him unless... he had money, correct? Okay, well, step to it, Sasha. Come on. Hold on. I want to put Sasha on because Sasha is making evil faces and ugly finger meanings at your phone call.
Here you go.
Go ahead. Did those work? Your headsets work?
Yeah, they're fine. That's very not true. The guy that I dated was a manager of a restaurant, and he made absolutely no money. No money, my dear. No money.
Okay, so what was it that attracted you to him?
I don't know. I mean, it was really nothing in particular. Nothing.
How did you meet him? Did he walk up to you and hit on you like
yes,
I did?
Yes, yes, he did.
And did he hit on you as well as I did?
No, nobody does it as well as you do.
Nobody does.
Dave's going to have such a good night.
You're a restaurant, he's got no money.
His whole career?
No, he really didn't. He really didn't have a lot of money at all. I mean, when we went out, I totally paid. A chain restaurant.
Okay, well, maybe this has a bearing on it. Was it like a Burger King or something?
No, no, no. It was a...
Is it possible to fall in love at Burger King?
Yeah, I'll have a cheeseburger, onion rings, and do you want sex with that? I mean, fries?
No, he really didn't have a lot of money. When we went out, I was doing most of the paying.
Oh, like, you paid for everything?
Yeah. And he was 36 years old. Like, it was really...
Why did you do that, Sasha?
Yeah,
look
Sasha,
at you. You're
come on. You're
a gorgeous,
like,
hot young thing. What are you doing paying for a 33-year-old?
Guys, let me describe Sasha. She's gorgeous, and she fits right in my arms here, and her little nose fits right where my Adam's apple goes, like this, and she always dresses really cute, and she's going to be in radio someday, and why would you tolerate some big, towering cream puff?
Where were you when I was 21?
A big, towering mass of whipped cream. That's what you were dating? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Actually, I was, yeah. You just described him. Do you know him? Yeah,
yeah, it's Tom Gisano, honey. You were sleeping with Tom Gisano.
Was he just the best game in town that
She's
week?
She's going to need therapy.
It must have been that. I was with him for about a year. Actually,
oh,
we just
really?
Stopped dating, yeah. Like over.
So you're available.
So how... What ended?
Even Hutch turned the music off on that one. There you go.
Oh, I'm way, way, way.
Did we lose the phone caller?
No,
he's there. So, Sash, what you're saying is that the money doesn't have anything
not
to do
at all.
With it. At least not for a few more years, right?
What did the 36-year-old guy do?
He was the manager of a restaurant. The man I'm dating is not a manager of a restaurant. Now he's a chef.
How could you not? How does he not have money if he's 36 and he's running a chain restaurant? You got to be kidding me.
I don't know. I've asked him that many, many times. He really didn't have any money.
Yeah, right. Okay, Sash, well, you're not as smart as we thought. Okay. But neither am I. So, Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia.
It doesn't care. So.
It never stopped me. 866-313-3733. I like the way you think, Sasha, and whoever that was on the phone, I like the way you think, too, because it is about money. It's about power. It's about presence. It's about, you know, how much space do you take up? You follow? And I think that works into it. Let's see if we can get a woman to call on the phone, somebody who's got a younger boyfriend. I want to hear it from the woman's point of view. Give us a call, or we're going to do a fake phone call. That might even be better. Don't go away. Or wait a minute. You stay here. I'm going away.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
Around the world, davidleeroth.com or the davidleerothshow.com. Sue, you got something on your mind, and I want to hear it. There's the spotlight. Go, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
Extraordinary. Now that you're here, what's on your mind?
Wonderful. Well, I hear your conversation, and I am 41, and my husband is 21.
Oh, let's hear about this. Where did you guys meet? Look at Robin light up. Okay, you got friends here. Yeah, and I'm one of them. Go ahead, talk.
Cool. Actually, we met online, believe it or not.
You met online? Like a dating service, do you mean?
No. Actually, I was playing Yahoo Pool, and... he came into the pool room and we started chatting.
I love this. So there's about 17 bad jokes concerning pool balls and, you know.
taking your cues.
Okay, but you guys started dating. Where was the first place that you went? You were 40 years old. He was 20?
Right.
Okay.
Actually, he was 19.
Okay, I like it even better. And you guys went to, where'd you go on your first date?
He wasn't even in this country. He was in Germany. Actually.
Okay, and you went to visit him in Germany?
Excuse me?
You went to visit him in Germany?
No, I didn't go to visit him in Germany.
41, let me guess. You paid for him to come here.
No, absolutely wrong.
Okay, well, we can guess forever here. Fill in the story, sweetie. Go ahead.
Keep guessing.
No, I don't want to guess. I want to hear the filthy details. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, actually, we chatted online for a bit and talked on the phone quite a lot. And after about a few months, he came here and stayed.
And he stayed with you at your house?
Yes.
Right away?
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys make love on the first date?
What do you think?
I don't know. I want to hear.
Did you have cyber sex?
Yes.
I've actually had sex before when I was on the telephone with my headset. Like this, and I started making out with my girlfriend at the time and forgot to take the headset off. And that I felt like that was very cyberotic, like it was like future or something.
Cyber-erotic.
I wasn't talking to anybody, but I thought of how it must look, you know. And so, was it great the first time?
Well, he was a little jet-lagged.
So little Elvis was halfway out the building.
Well.
He cut the set short, right?
Well, yeah.
He only did one encore, and you were a little disappointed, but you went to the next show anyway, right?
Well, believe me, the show got a whole lot better.
Is that because of your tutelage, because of you tutoring him, or because of because he just relaxed? As it sounds to me like you are somebody who's very well possessed of who she is and where she's going and what it is she wants and everything that's on her laundry list, and you just sort of you started with the socks and then you worked your way up to the
lederhosen.
He relaxed, then I guess a little of both.
Okay, and is he living with you currently now?
Yes, he is.
And
she married him.
You married him?
Yes.
That's extraordinary. And what do you do for a living? Can you say without giving away your identity here?
I am a drug abuse counselor.
I love it. And
so I don't have a whole lot of money.
Okay, and what does he do for a living?
He is a mechanic.
This is an interesting thing because a drug abuse counselor is somebody who's the boss. The drug abuse counselor is the alpha character. That's the one who pulls the strings, marionette style. Am I on the money or just slightly there?
No, not really.
Okay.
We have a very, very mutual, equal relationship.
I'm certain. Thanks for sharing. You sound like you're the 13th step, hot stuff. God bless you. 866-313-3733. The David Lee Roth Show. Mornings have never been so enabling. Kristen, is that who we just talked to? We got a Kristen here. Kristen, you're on, baby. Roth Radio wants to hear what's inside of you.
Wow, are you sure you're ready for it?
I am so ready.
Well, you are amazing and fabulous, and I'm streaming you in Vegas. That's where I'm calling you from. I stayed up, so I could call you. And I love this age issue. I got a big age issue. My husband is 24 years older than I am. He's actually a year older than my dad.
Hold on. How old are you, darling?
I will be 36 this year.
Love it. What do you do for a living, 36?
I am a publicist with Norman Winter, actually. Animal would probably know because Norman represented Dre and Eazy-E.
Okay. Do you know who that is, Animal?
Yeah, I know the name well.
He would probably know their defense attorneys a little more.
Bill Blackwell.
Another story. Exactly.
Okay, so you're 30. So go ahead, tell us your story.
Well, my husband will be 60 this year. We've been together 14 years.
Wait, he's 60?
He will be 60.
And he's full go, right? He's like my Uncle Manny. He's flame on, right?
You know what? He is the most amazing man. He's just, he's spectacular. But I'm the boss. Make no mistake. I'm the boss.
Okay, well, this is an interesting quandary because maybe you're his last option out. You follow?
He's an entertainer. Oh, no, he has lots of options. Believe me, I got to keep up.
And like Brad Pitt, he likes you to be the boss, huh?
You know what? I guess so. I like to keep it exciting, though.
And how do you do that, sweetie? Tell me.
You know what? I'm an Amazon. I'm a big Norwegian Viking girl, and I like to throw him around a little bit. And
Dave's starting to sweat.
Oh, yeah, I love this. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I've been a bad little cowboy. Send me to your room.
I will put my horse on it. Thank you.
This sounds like a marriage made in heaven.
We are spectacular. I mean, our marriage has lasted a lot longer than people. Younger than us, older than us, and it's really incredible. He's a great guy. And, you know, it works out really well because I think women mature faster than men, and so you get a man that's much older. He already knows what he wants to do with his life. You know, he's a little bit more established. And then he can spoil you. He doesn't have to waste time trying to go to school and get the degree. He's got the career going. And all you have to do is show up and look gorgeous and be sexy and naughty and all that stuff.
And he's properly appreciative, having been around the rodeo once or twice, right?
You should see the diamonds on my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And I deserve it, too. I deserve it.
Diamonds are forever.
Yeah, they're my best friend.
They're all I need to please you.
Well, no, you can please me in other
like
ways.
The ice.
Go ahead, say again, darling.
I said, you can please me in other ways. I don't need the diamonds.
I'm going to sing to you. Did you hear that note? Men don't have a muscle that makes that note.
Did you hear her? Oh, sing to me, David Lee.
That's right, baby.
You'll never find another
I like
love
the natural man in you, baby.
Like mine.
You know, I gotta go to bed. This is getting pretty bad.
Someone to hold you through.
It's getting naughty out here.
Well, you got something to think about now.
The
as you drift off to sleep.
Night through.
Yeah, that's right.
I've turned black, baby.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I've been there, done that.
Uh-oh. You know what? These kinds of relationships, we keep looking for the crazy, right? We keep digging around for the eccentric or whatever. But every one of you guys and gals, especially the women, who call up with these kinds of age differences have happy tales to tell. Uncle Manny walks in here. His wife is 34 years younger than he is. They've been married for years. Amazing. And Uncle Manny's ticker is still booming. I would be hard put to find any friends between the ages of 60 and 86 like Manny who still have that kind of that thrill, that zing. And for our pretty gal, what's her name? Kristen?
Kristen.
And Kristen, you're the reason why he's like that. He's got his own version of Kristen. And I've got my own version of Sasha. Now get out of here, you babe.
God bless you.
Thank you, baby. 866. I'm proud of you. Call us again sometime, Kristen.
And send us a picture.
Send us a picture of you.
That's what I meant.
Let's get Instructor Reisman in here. Instructor Reisman, my EMT instructor. She was the ambulance inspector for many of the boroughs here in New York City. Linda, you want to put your headsets on there, sweetie? We're talking about, well, you know what you were talking about. You're in the control room there. Say hello. Linda Reisman, my friends.
Good morning. Diamond Dave. Good morning,
Chris. Give her a little microphone. Have you ever dated somebody who's vastly older than you? Have you ever dated somebody who's vastly older than you?
Just once.
Okay, how old were you?
I'd say I was about 28 and the person was about 40. That's old.
You were 28 and the person was 40.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Okay. And was there a problem with the age difference, or was it better because of the age difference?
Oh, I definitely think it's better because of the age difference. Absolutely.
What made it better?
I think when you're younger, you know, and you date someone that's older, there's a lot more experience that they've had. You can get down to business. There's no, you know, there's no worrying about what you're going to do for a living, what are they going to do for a living. Everyone's established. You said it. You know, one of the callers said it. I don't have to worry about them going to college. I don't have to worry about the problems. I don't have to worry about, you know, there's you don't have to, you know, do the dance.
You go right for the purity.
Right for business.
Right for the purity of unarmed combat.
There you
huh?
go.
I love it.
That's it.
Well, then why'd you break up? If it was good, why'd you break up? What did she do for a living? Can you say without impugning?
Not exactly.
Okay, well, make up something that's kind of like it.
I think that, you know.
Was she a professional gal?
No.
Okay, so she was a stripper.
No.
It's all black and white on Roth Radio.
It's, you know, sometimes in my lifestyle, it's a little difficult sometimes to keep or maintain a relationship, especially if people are high profile.
Okay.
It's a little difficult at times. I think you know that.
I fully understand that. So Lynn is talking about she dated a gal that was, 10 years older?
Mm-hmm.
Something
at least
like that?
12.
Okay. And in current relationship, you're about the same, right?
Exactly the same age.
Okay. I think you can balance an exact same age kind of relationship when you get a little bit older.
Exactly, Dave. I think that basically now we're both the same age, and I've been through different experiences in my life. And now, you can actually enjoy a relationship, you know, if you're the same age. It's not the same when you're younger. I think when you're younger, you have a lot of things in life to go through, and everyone's got to go through stuff. It's just
mostly on the weekends, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
And we come here to the radio to nurse our emotional wounds.
That's
what we're doing here today on Roth Radio. New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and you know where. Okay, let's get Donna on the phone, and I want Instructor Reisman to carry this conversation. Donna, Roth Radio, the spotlight is on you, baby.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Ballistic. I like that voice. Where are you calling from?
I am from Philadelphia, outside Philadelphia.
Love it. Okay, you're on.
Okay, well,
boy.
My husband and I will be married 20 years, and we have an excellent relationship. He's my best friend. There's nothing we don't talk about, and my boyfriend is 24.
And how old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, well, that's not too far off the base there. That's
not too far off. I've been with my boyfriend for about 8 years. So it's been, since he's been younger, and we've just kept it, you know, we just keep a relationship. We've
okay,
had a nice relationship for the last 8 years.
Okay, that's great. But I see something that somebody put up on the call list here that says, boy toy. Did you use that expression?
Well, I didn't, but I guess I could have.
Okay, I want you to hold that thought because I'd like to think of me as your boy toy, baby. Hit the spots there, Hutch. Don't go away.
David Lee.
Go, baby. says, to hell with Disneyland. This is the happiest place on earth. Roth Radio.
It's like lower chakra theater in here today.
It is. I'm going to have a little Kabbalah water to try offset this. This kind of show could damage my reputation. That's why I took the job. 866-313-3733. We got Donna on hold. Donna, you got a boy toy, Donna. That's the rumor around the campfire.
I guess I do have a boy toy.
And you play the mama role, right?
I feel like I had a lot to do with his experiences and his growing up. I would like to think that I played some part in that.
Okay. Yeah. Linda, what's on there?
Yeah, I mean, the sex is better with younger men for older women. You agree?
Did she hang up on you? she went to have sex.
I'm telling you.
Are you still there, Donna?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Linda, Linda had a question.
Have you compared your sexual experiences with older men versus younger men? What do you think?
I can't hear, Linda.
I said, have you compared your sexual experiences with older men versus younger men?
Not quite sure what she asked, but I like younger men. They have more stamina, and they respect you in a different way. And sometimes I think older guys, even though they have more experience, I think younger guys, I like younger guys because they tend to respect you more and they're more open to things, and anything you do is just great. Anything you try, anything you let them do is just great.
Okay, and you're married to this individual?
I'm married to my husband, who I've been married to for about 20 years, and he is fully aware of my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend's on the side.
This is even better.
Okay, oh. Stop.
We have to start over. Donna. We didn't get that part, Donna.
Donna, that was an important part of the script. That's the part where Mr. T comes in and says, I got a lot of mo. Now, let's go back. Let's retrace our steps. Let's back into history like Lizzie Gribman did. Here we go. You have a husband. And you also got a boy toy.
And a boy toy.
And husband knows about the boy toy.
Husband knows about the boy toy.
How old is the husband?
My husband's 40.
And how old is the kid?
24.
I have a renewed respect for you. Thank you so much for calling here. At first, I thought this was a little bit of a regular call. I see that you're a very special person.
Yes. And funny, but in the beginning, my husband didn't know about it, and I was a little bit scared to tell him about it because I didn't know how he would react.
Yeah.
And how I kind of broke it to him was I made a videotape of me and my boyfriend.
Okay. Now I really have a renewed respect for you. What was taking place on the videotape that you showed your husband? Go ahead. Explain.
Well, we were together and doing things that I knew my husband would like to see me doing. And
You didn't do with your husband? Is this stuff that your husband wouldn't do?
No, not at all. Not stuff that he wouldn't do.
So he just wanted...
I knew he would... you know, we've kind of in the past, like, messed around with our friends and just kind of
He likes to watch.
Very fun and open type of relationship.
So the name of this movie would be Guess Who's Coming to Bed, huh?
We played that game, yeah.
That's great. And then I just heard a joke on the TV set. I forget the name of the feller. I give him credit for it. You could say things to your boyfriend that, like, a mother would say, like, eat it while it's hot. Don't let it get cold.
So, Donna,
we've had a great time, and our relationship is great sex, and he has other girlfriends, and I don't expect him to be, I'm very no strings attached. We've been together for 8 years, and at least my boyfriend and I, and there's no strings. There's mutual respect. We love each other, but he's not attached to me. I don't get in his way, and
you know what?
He has his life. And
you know what, my dear? The love, the respect, and the loyalty of a woman is a thing to be treasured by a man. It's too bad that your husbands will never experience it. Roth Radio, that was a great call. You got to call me back and let me know how this all develops. 866-313-3733. Christina. You're exactly what I need. Roth Radio, broadcasting from the nerve center of our gangland stronghold in my lair, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and the entire free world, broadcasting with the most powerful signal in the entire known universe, and it landed on you, Christina. Go.
Hello, how are you?
Delicious. this is. Well, and really,
loved you forever.
And I'm really bad for your diet.
Oh, I bet, but that's okay. I can afford it. I'm little.
That's you. Sound like you're gorgeous, man. One mouthful of you will rot every tooth out of my head. Little sugar.
I used to drive around in my car when I was a teenager, and my license plate said I love DLR. People used to think I really loved my dealer.
Well, who am I to get in the way of a good rumor?
There you go.
I always wanted a license plate that said Mr. Wrong.
There you go.
Okay, what's on your mind this morning?
I'm 38. I'm divorced. My ex-husband is my age. And my boyfriend now is my age, but I find myself attracted to much younger men.
What type of much younger? Like what age, about?
Well, the last ones I've been with are 23 and 26.
And
I don't think a guy needs a whole lot of money to get an older woman at that age.
Okay, what is it you look for? What's the first thing that attracts you to these fellas?
Oh, just, you know, basically at that age, looks.
So is it the muscles or the muscle?
Well, both.
So are you looking, you just hot form for sex, or you're not looking for relationships with this guy, right?
I'm not really looking for relationships
just for
with
good,
anybody like
good
that
times.
Now, but you know what, it's just fun while it lasts.
And you know what, you can make that last a very long time if you go to the gymnasium now and then, darling.
And so can they.
You got to renew them, though, as they get older.
Well, you know, no, like in Menudo, you replace them.
That's right.
There
Once they hit 27, you're out of here.
I have a relationship with a man that's my age, and that's all fine. But, you know, we were on a break for a while, so I decided to have a little fun.
It sounds like you're having a really good time.
I am. You're the only older man I've ever been attracted to, though.
Darling, I'm not going to age another minute. I'm not going to age another minute. I'm in permanent stasis right now. If only you could see.
Ah. Cool, baby.
Roth Radio. Diamond Dave's Tiki Bunker, where the debris meets the sea. Join me and all the hot babes. You little strumpet, thank you for calling. 866-313-3733. Ah, she used to listen to the tunes. I'd like to think I'd had a bad effect on her. Jessica. Is this Jessica Simpson defending her sister? We don't know. Plug her in. Roth Radio, you're in the spotlight, Jess. Talk to me. Go ahead, Jessica. Jess, turn your radio down. Are you with me? Did we lose her? Yeah. We lost her. Go for Lori. Says older, younger, younger, older. We don't know. Lori, you're in the spotlight, Roth Radio.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from, Lori?
Palm Beach.
Is it warm where you are?
It is beautiful.
Okay. We're setting the scene. Who are you in this movie? Here we go.
Okay. First of all, I have to tell you, it is absolutely amazing to have you back in everyday life again.
Thank you, sweetie.
Welcome back.
So what, my poster used to be on your ceiling and then your parents threw you out of the house?
Baby, you graced my wall from beginning to end.
Love it. Okay, jumping ahead.
I've been in all three scenarios, younger, older, and right where I'm at.
Oh, a recent graduate from Our Lady of Perpetual Motion.
I have to tell you, the younger guy was a absolute blast, so much fun, able to be completely crazy all the time.
Yeah, you don't have to like it, you just got to do it, huh? Is that what you told them?
So you know what the problem is there, is that either they're completely in fraternity mode or they're completely obsessed with everything you're doing.
Okay.
You know, the
everything
guy,
you're doing, you mean in terms of your real life, which you don't feel like sharing,
yeah,
right?
Where are you? What are you doing?
Now you know how guys feel.
It can be a little high maintenance, in all honesty.
I got to tell you, the better looking the chick is, the higher maintenance than tropical fish. But go ahead.
Oh, you know, it's a little weird when you're 30 and somebody's following you around like a puppy dog, showing up when you're at lunch with your friends. You know.
Not if they look like Sasha, but I understand where you're headed here. Okay, go ahead.
Now, on the other side of things, the older guy that I had once dated was full of great dates and this is pretty good.
But I hear hesitation. You like the athletic part of the department, right?
I have to tell you, the best sex is with the guy I ended up marrying who's my age.
Hey, there you go.
The connection was just, I don't know, we're on the same page. You know, we're struggling with two kids and soccer and tap and, you know, and squeezing it in when you can sometimes, but we're walking that path together. So there's just a more bondy kismet type thing going on there. So when, you know, when we can actually get it on together, it's, you know, it's the best.
Okay, now wait a minute, wait a second. Now you're talking about with your husband, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I would definitely say that was the best of a lot.
Okay, so you didn't marry the younger kid. The younger kid was just a plaything.
The younger kid was like a puppy.
Okay, and will you ever get another puppy? Because once you've owned the dog, you're either a dog person or you're not.
You know what? I'm pretty content with, like, somebody I can relate to and can relate to me, and we're, like, in the same mindset of life.
I like the way you think. What are you wearing right now?
Very little.
Well, I'm sure it would look great on my bathroom floor. Roth Radio, we get the best ones down here. Thanks for calling, Lori. 866-313-FREE. What a long, strange bong hit it's been, Free Radio. 866-313-3733. And we're international, the David Lee Roth Show, davidleeroth.com. Do we got time for one more call? Oh, go for it. Let's go for the Bronx view here. Rob, calling from the Bronx. Rob, you're on Roth Radio. Go ahead, Rob, you there? Do they have a cell phone transmission from the Bronx?
Yes.
There he is. You just lost him. Hit him up again. Go ahead. We're here. Talk to me.
All right. I just wanted to talk about how, a friend of mine was, I don't know whether you'd call it molested or raped. But either way, it was good.
This is the new thing. No, this is the new thing in our media. You can say, you know, he's a homicidal assassin, but in a good way.
Yeah, I was what a kisser.
I was raped, beaten, and gang banged, but in a really good kind of way.
But he talked to me after.
Okay. He's 13 years old.
All right, hold on. I want to hear about this because I didn't get anything for my bar mitzvah. Hit it, Hutch.
David Lee Roth.